There is a lesson to learn when someone can crash and burn. Are we just waiting for our turn? Is there any concern? We force fed our own minds with something that was never mine. We do this every time. We do this every time. It takes two to make a relationship survive, but it only takes one to make it die. That's why I'm here to sever my ties. I'm sick of the sickness. With God as my witness, I'm fine mocking and hating those with the truth, flocking and reading this, not of this news. Are we acting in the name of edginess, or deep down is this just an act of prejudice?
Tightening the ropes of understanding and manhandling the stands, rambling with crowds of widows and orphans, ready to be fed with nourishment of the body. But when we break bread, we feed heads. We suffocate minds to ignore life and only see the consequences of death. Blind sheep can't use grass and feed as their shepherd. We must not let our heart and mind be severed, 'cause where's the religion and love and the love and religion? We're taught if we want to go to heaven, we must keep them mutually exclusive. We're told tradition is the misleading of staggered preaching, the seeking of reaping what was sown by the heavy hearts and shackled hands of men that we don't even love, but rather see as utility. But the progress we seek is not always rooted in love, sometimes just rooted in the need to seem unique, but still similar to the masses. When we get on our hands and knees to avoid shaping into a windowless view in the first four pews as we spew cyclical phrases at an altar to alter the altered state of refuge we never saw when we were clung into what we were taught would teach us how to pray. Is everyone like this? No, I doubt it. But I can tell you sometimes I am, and it makes me sick.
I used to be scared.